I tell you, God is doing most exciting things here in us, among us, and all around us. Amen? And so I'm definitely excited about what God is doing, man. Praise God. Well, I just want to say good evening to everybody. We went to Pine Bluff on last Sunday evening, and we had a wonderful time up there. It was about, I guess, about 10, 11 at the altar, and there was about 14 represented for Pine Bluff there, along with the MITs as well. And so we just had a wonderful time there praying for people at the altar. God just moved. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we were so happy to be there and be doing what God wants us to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, tonight we are, I wanted to preach a message tonight about prayer. And as you know, we are on a 40-day prayer vigil. And, you know, we had a wonderful time on yesterday in prayer. I tell you, God just showed up and moved in prayer yesterday. Brother Brett got a word from the Lord to march around here for seven times and shout for all type of walls to come down. And I tell you, we felt that God really answered prayers yesterday. So if you have you don't have anything to do on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, we'd like to invite you to our prayer meeting on Saturday morning at 9:30. It'd be a blessing, amen, to see God move. And we did this prayer visual for 40 days yesterday, and so I did it in the El Dorado Church on this morning, and I want to do it here today. Day two is Sunday. You probably have yours at home, but I want to read it in our midst tonight. And it's day two, Sunday, October. The topic is the local church. The scripture reading is, "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." That's Hebrews 10:25. And also, it says, observation, the local church plays a vital role in the mission of God and in our unity as a community. It's where we meet to praise God. It is the first line of where needs are discovered, brought before the Lord in prayer, and met by brothers and sisters in Christ. And the prayer is, Father, bringing us together as your people, may we never get so caught up in ourselves that we forget the importance of coming together to worship you. Help us to see needs among our neighbors, to encourage and to help in any way we can. Praise God. And so that's a lot to pray about. And on tomorrow, day three, the gathering will be at Ouachita County Courthouse, 145 Jefferson Street, there at 12 noon. Hallelujah. So if you will avail yourself to that, and it'll be a blessing, because how many of you know prayer changes things, changes all things. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I just believe that, you know, well, let's pray. Father, I just thank you tonight, God, that you are a good God. You are good all the time, God. Lord, I thank you that you want to bless tonight, Lord. You want to bless your people, God. Lord, I thank you for the anointing, God. I thank you for preparing a table right now in the mighty name of Jesus, anointing our head with oil, God. I thank you that you are running our cup over tonight to spill over into lives tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we cover this service in the blood of Jesus, Lord. We declare an open heaven, God, where the angels of the Lord are seeing and descending in this place, God. We declare that the very place we are in now, God, is a holy place. Lord, this is a holy ground, God. We declared that Jesus is Lord, both Lord and Savior, Lord. We claim it tonight in Jesus' name, God. We claim your liberty and your freedom tonight, God. Lord, where the saints are, there you are, God. Oh, God, you said you would show up where two or three are gathered in your names. And we thank you for your presence here tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want to preach a message tonight entitled The Church. Can you say the church? A house of prayer. Come on, y'all. Say it like you mean it tonight. The church, a house of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I love to pray. I love to pray. You know, God just gave me that desire to want to pray. It's like I'm releasing what's in me out. Hallelujah. If the word is in me, I'm releasing that word out into the airways, out into the places where demons roam and everything. Amen. Hallelujah. So there is a release from me that when I pray, I see things changing. Amen. Hallelujah. See, God just, he showed me, he opened the curtain one time and showed me a demon. Hallelujah. When I first saw that demon, I said, oh, that's who we fight. Hallelujah. And I said, and I didn't know too much about prayer or anything, but I know that I must have been on the right track for him to show up. And when he showed up, hallelujah, how many of you know the power of God showed up? Amen. And he was laughing at me because I was in there praying. I said, Lord, I said, what am I going to do, you know, to myself? I didn't say that to him. But anyway, I asked him, I said, what in the world are you laughing at? He said, I'm laughing at you. I said, what you laughing at me for? He said, because your little old prayer ain't going to get nowhere. It's going to go to the ceiling and come back down. I said, well, that's all right, Mr. Devil. I'm going to pray anyway. Hallelujah. I'm just going to keep on praying. Hallelujah. Because I know that I'm doing something. You looking at me. And it just, as soon as it came, it disappeared. And that's where the word become powerful. Hallelujah. You resist the devil and he has to flee. Amen. Submit to God. That's all you got to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so God just messed me up that time for prayer. I love to pray because I know I'm on the right track. Amen. Hallelujah. But you know, the church is a place that God wants prayer. Amen. Jesus said to Peter that the confession that I will build my church, he built it on the confession. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you know that Jesus asked them a question? He asked them, said, hey, who do men say that I am? And he said, Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. He said, Peter, you know what? Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. Hallelujah. But my Father, which is in heaven. How many of you know you like to have things revealed to you from your Father in heaven? Hallelujah. It just make things just right. Amen. Because you're hearing from heaven. Hallelujah. It makes a difference. Hallelujah. And upon that confession that thou art the Christ, he said, I'm going to build my church. And he said, look over here in this, Matthew 6:16-19. And he said, I also say to you that you are Peter, and on the rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it, and I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. Hallelujah. How many of you know the church got the keys? We got the keys to unlock. Hallelujah. We can unlock heaven tonight through binding and loosing. Amen. We got the keys to bind up whatever is hindering the will of God and the plan of God. Amen. Jesus said, Peter, you are a rock, a stone. Amen. That's what he said. We are lively stones. We are living stone. We are fitted tight together. Amen. We are knitted together with Jesus. Amen. How do you know that the Bible say in John 1:42, and he said they brought him to Jesus, brought Peter to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, you are Simon, the son of Jonah, you shall be called Cephas, which is translated a stone. Hallelujah. How many know we are stones? This flow, this wood, this building, this wall is not the church. Amen. I want you to know that we are the church. And where we go, the church go. Amen. That's why we are stone. I mean, tell you, a stone is one of the hardest thing on earth. Amen. One of them. I said one. Amen. So I want to be a living stone. Amen. Fitted together. Amen. With Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The follower of Buddha. How many of you know, heard of Buddha? Those followers of Buddhas and all the other false gods, they are building their religion. Amen. How many of you know they're building their religion? Everywhere they building their religion. You know, I hadn't seen any Buddhas here or worshipers, but I'm sure it's probably one, you know. Hallelujah. But we just going to bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen. But they are false God. They are building their religion, but the word of God say they are building in vain. I mean, you know, they're building in vain. Hallelujah. Because in Psalms 127:1 said, unless the Lord build the house. How many of you know they are laboring in vain who build it? Unless the Lord guard the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain. Hallelujah. How many of you know Jesus building this church? Hallelujah. Jesus is in here by his spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said greater is he that is in me or you and us than he that is in the world. Amen. We are the church. Where we go, the church is going. Healing and deliverance go with us. Amen. How many of you know that we can make a difference in Walmart? We can make a difference wherever we go on our jobs, wherever we are there. God is there by the way of his spirit. Amen. Don't be afraid to use Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. He's been given a name that is above every name that is named. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he's Lord. How many of you know he's Lord over my house? He's Lord over your house. He's Lord over this house. Amen. Hallelujah. I love to lift up a name of Jesus because the Bible says if the name of Jesus be lifted up, he'll draw all men. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's healing in that name. Amen. Okay. Jesus said to them, the stone will be rejected. How many of you know you got to go through something? Hallelujah. You're going to have to go through something because Jesus is the key. He's the cornerstone. And we are fit together with him. So Jesus said to them in Matthew 21:41-44, he said, Jesus said to them, have you ever read in the scripture that the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruit of it. And whoever falls on this stone will be broken, but whoever it falls on, it will be ground into powder. How many of you know we come to brokenness, amen, when we come to Jesus? The Bible says if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, that he God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and with the heart man believes unto righteousness. How many of you know that's what we have to confess? A demon can't confess that. Hallelujah. He afraid of Jesus. Hallelujah. I mean, you ever began to say Jesus to somebody and they get nervous? Hallelujah. That's just a conviction falling on them. Hallelujah. They know they need to get right. Hallelujah. Get nervous because of Jesus. Jesus is powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. He defeated everything on the earth that need to be defeated. Amen. And so therefore we are here in his stead. Amen. And we are working the work of him that has sent us while it's day, because when night come, no man can work. In Matthew 21:13, it says, and he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called what? A house of prayer. But you have made it a den of thieves. I want to know what kind of house you got tonight. Tell me, what kind of house you got? Do you have a house of prayer tonight? Hallelujah. Do you pray? Now, hallelujah. I know this is a praying church. Come on, raise your hand if you're a house of prayer. Come on, come on. Wave at me. Hallelujah. It's all good. Hallelujah. Jesus is in control. A house of prayer. Amen. That's what we are. Amen. This house, this temple. Hallelujah. You know, that's how I quit smoking cigarettes. I read in the Bible where it said that you're not supposed to defile the temple of God. I said, Jesus, you in now. And I said, I'm not going to defile this temple with this. I'm not going to smoke you up down in there. I don't want you coughing. So I'm throwing these things away. That was one of the reasons I quit smoking. Amen. I know this is the temple. I want my temple to be clean and holy. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are the house of God. We are the house of prayer. Amen. Number two said, where are the intercessors? God's people called by his name. Where are the intercessors? He saw that in Isaiah 59 and 16, he said he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation to him, and his own righteousness it sustained him. Hallelujah. Where are the intercessors? Hallelujah. Raise your hand if you're an intercessor. Don't be ashamed. Hallelujah. Where are the real intercessors? Amen. Say they here. This is not to bring conviction on anyone or condemnation on anyone. This is to stir us up. To stir us up to prayer. Hallelujah. Someone died on the football field out there in Hampton. 26 years old. You probably read it in the paper. And I was wondering. No intercessor. Hallelujah. No intercessor. Things are happening all around us. No intercessor. Pastor Jerry and Pastor Lane, they won't have to worry about an intercessor. I'm going to be praying for them. Amen. I'm going to be interceding for them. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to be interceding for you. Amen. I'm going to be covering you in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. They tried to, oh, devil tried to take my time from me, my prayer time. I said, devil, you a liar? I said, you ain't going to take my time. You know, I was already getting up at 4, and I said, I'm going to have to get up another hour. I said, devil, since you done lengthened my route, I have to get up early. So I'm getting up 3:17 every morning. And when my feet hit the door, the devil said, oh, no, he up again. I said, yes, sir, devil, I'm up again, and I'm ready to fight. How many of you like to war? Hallelujah. We were talking about that Sunday. I mean, yesterday, there's a roar. Thanks, Sister Gloria said, there's a roar inside of us. Hallelujah. The Bible say that the righteous are as bold as a lion. But the wicked flee when no one pursue. Don't you want to be bold as a lion? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you're packing some. I know that you're packing something. Amen. You're packing Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus want to get out. He want to get out and he want to express himself. He want to express himself where you go. Amen. He want to say, hey, I want to heal somebody today. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's so much in me, I have to grab the table or something. Oh, lay my hands on it and say, Jesus, whoa, let this go from me today. Hallelujah. Release it. Because it's in you to be released. Amen. Don't hog it. You know, don't hog all of it. Amen. Some of us, you know, what happens to our people, city, state, and our nation? What happened? All these tragedies and stuff going on. I want to say, I'm not going to say no intercessors. I want to say not enough. Can y'all say not enough? Hallelujah. I remember Bill Norton came to this church and he was saying that the prayer that needed to be prayed in this house have not been furnished. But he came back again. We got ourselves together. We began to pray and began to believe God. And he said, it's here. It's a different environment. It's a different. Chuck Pierce came in. He said, man, when I came 10 mile radius in this city, angels all around this city. I said, praise God. Hallelujah. You know what? I love to give my angels something to do. I'm telling you, I keep them working. I keep my angels working for me. Some of y'all angels, they like this. Well, I wish I had something to do. All this strength I got, all this power from God I got. One angel slew 186 corpses, lay dead the next morning. All this power I got, I wish he'd give me something to do. Hallelujah. The Bible say that he give the angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. Wherever you go, wherever your soles or your feet trample on, there's an angel right there by you. Oh, protecting you. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus was so strong back in the day. It was so strong that the death angel had to pass by it. And it's the same blood today that they applied lamb blood. But the Lamb, Jesus, was slain from the foundation of the earth. How much more his blood stained? I don't mind applying the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's the power of God that's in that blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all don't know what you got, the tools that we have. It's a blessing to be able to be a child of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, since my chains been, my shackles been loose, and my chains been broken, I'm a new man. Hallelujah. I found out that my citizenship is in heaven and I'm seated in Christ Jesus, and he's given me all this arsenal. I want to use it while I can. Hallelujah. I'm like the man that had the mule. He said, hold my mule. I want to shout because God is so good. Ain't nobody shouting. But praise God, that's all right. Hallelujah. Intercessors, not enough. What do we pray for? Tell me this evening. What did we pray for? Blind Bartimaeus, he knew what to pray for. He knew what to pray for. You know, in Mark 10:51, so Jesus answered and said to him, what do you have me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Barona, that I may receive my sight. He could have asked for gold. He knew he was lonely. He could have asked for a wife. He could have asked for a lot of things, but he asked the right thing, that I might receive my sight. Hallelujah. So he can see. Amen. He wanted to see. Hallelujah. We have to know what to ask for. I'm going to tell you what to ask for. Amen. In 1 Timothy 2:1-2, it says, tell us what to pray for. Tell us what to pray for. In 1 Timothy 2:1, it said, therefore, I exhort first of all that supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for who? All men. Hey, it's a blessing in praying for somebody. It's a blessing in believing God over somebody, interceding for, standing in the gap for them, making up a hedge for them, one another. When you release your prayer for someone else, hallelujah, you're the one that's getting blessed. Hallelujah. For all men, for kings and all who are in authority. Tell me the president don't need no prayer. He needs prayer, amen. That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. The nations need prayer. Amen. We need to intercede. Hallelujah. And you know what? If Jesus had to pray, what about us? They tell me Jesus got up. The Bible tell me Jesus got up a great while before day to pray. They tell me Jesus prayed. And the Bible tell me Jesus prayed all night. And when he prayed all night, he came to those walking on the water. Hallelujah. I think we were saying in prayer yesterday that he waited to hear from the Father to raise Lazarus from the dead. Hallelujah. Lazarus was dead, 4 days dead. And you know what? The thing about it, it was just 2 miles where he was from. From where he was, Jesus was, to where Lazarus was, it was only 2 miles. That was nothing for them back in the day to walk that. But he stayed 4 days waiting to hear from the Lord. praying and seeking God. I tell you, if you believe God, God will do it for you. Amen. We got to intercede and pray and believe God over this thing that's coming up. They call us to pray, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to pray and believe God. But we are not, you know what the problem is about Christians? We are not persistent in our prayer. I have to watch my wife. I have to look at her because she's my English teacher. I break barriers, y'all. I break them. And I look at the gauge on her face. I said, uh-oh, I done broke a verb. I used to cuss like a sailor, like Sister Lane. And now I have to worry about breaking verbs. Lord, deliver me from cursing. Now I got to get delivered from breaking verbs. Y'all pray for me. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to be persistent. Hallelujah. And persevere, you know. Hallelujah. Look at this scripture in Luke 11:18. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because his persistent, he will rise and give him as many as he need. Ain't no problem in heaven. Ain't no problem with the angels. Ain't no problem with a God. You know, the problem is being persistent in the prayers that we pray, not to give up, to see the promise fulfilled, to see it come to pass. Don't give up on praying, because God, even Job, did not give up. He said, my change is coming. Amen. And I tell you, in this day and time, you need to intercede like never before. Hallelujah. We're living in the last day. My son, Chris, when he got shot with that AK-47, and I went to tell Thelma in the school, I was crying because I couldn't believe that had happened to my son. He's a preacher. You know, I was crying. My wife, she's not emotional. She's stable, you know. I don't think she got a funny bone in her. But anyway, I try to make her laugh every once in a while. But anyway, I told her, and I think the word came from Sister Inga, said that his time is not yet. Hallelujah. It's not his time. But hallelujah, how many of you know I intercede for my son? I apply the blood of Jesus over him daily, interceding. Hallelujah. And then to a gap that come in. Hallelujah. That just shook me up. But when I got to the motel where I saw a Bible, I opened the Bible out there, saw my son, and he was doing fair. And I opened that Bible to Psalms 124, and it said, and had not been for the Lord, the devil would destroy. And see, there's no problem with God. There's no problem with the angels. But we got a problem with the devil. Hallelujah. How many of you know we got to destroy his work? We got to come against the devil. Hallelujah. And I know that when we speak the word and declare and decree the word of God, the devil has to flee. He has to back up. Amen. So the problem is with the devil. How many of you know Daniel prayed and he was fasting? And I tell you, the prayer that he would praying, God heard it from the day he prayed. But the prince of Persia in the heavens held them up. Three heavens there are. The atmosphere, the outer space where the stars and moons are. And then that's where God is. But how many of you know that the demons operate in that realm trying to stop your prayers? Hallelujah. You'll see me declaring an open heaven where the angels are ascend and descend. Amen. Well, we need those angels. Amen. and they for heirs of salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. So we got a problem with the devil, because the Bible tells me we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, rules of darkness in Ephesians 6 and 12. That's what we're wrestling against. You can't see that booger, but I tell you one thing. I know he's trying to up to something. He up to no good, and I want to destroy. We're not resting, though we walk in this flesh. We walk in this flesh, but we do not war in this flesh. You know how it is. You're gonna have to get tenacious with the devil, because he's not playing. He knows he's got about a short time. Hallelujah. Back in the day when we was at school, you know, you was at school. I know the boys can attest to this, what I'm getting ready to say. Hallelujah. When you were getting ready to fight, you would I draw a line. Come over that line. Y'all, then you used to do that. And when I saw Jesus draw a line too. He drew a line. Those people was getting ready to stone that woman. And he just kneeled down and started writing in the ground or doing something, drawing that line. And he said, "You sinners, God, come on over here. Come on over here." Hallelujah. I know sometimes I draw the line. I put my books down and throw them and said, "Draw my line." I said, "Come on over here." And step on over there. I said, "Make a nothing." Hallelujah. But that was back in the day. It hadn't changed. It hadn't changed. God is just as strong and powerful he is. And that day, as he shed his blood for us, I tell you, we are in a good place. Praise God. Stand on your feet tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ought to get happy about Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, we ought to celebrate Jesus tonight. Amen. Hallelujah for his goodness and his mercy that endures forever and ever. He's a good, good God. Sing about him. Laugh about him. Hallelujah, because he's a good God. Hallelujah. Get ready. Get ready, because devil, here we come. We're packing Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. On the jobs and everywhere we go, in Walmart, we're packing Jesus tonight. God, we thank you. There's a war in spirit and victory. Oh, there's a war in spirit and victory today. Hallelujah. We are not satisfied with status quo. Hallelujah. We are ready to go beyond. Hallelujah. We will not be put back and held back. We're going to leap over walls. We're going to advance through a troop. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, nothing can stop you. The Bible say God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. In him we live and move and have our beings. Hallelujah. I want you guys to take advantage of this prayer visual. Hallelujah. I'm just getting cranked up, y'all. Oh, hallelujah. I just want to stop here and have a time of prayer. Hallelujah. This is a praying church. Hallelujah. I love this church. I love my pastor. I love him. Hallelujah. I thank you that God uses them for his glory. They are vessels from God. You'll never find another Pastor Jerry. Hallelujah.